supposed to leave for Sandra and Elvin's housewarming party in half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna take a shower?
Don't worry. I will get ready. And if you're in that much of a hurry, Dabness and Vanessa are coming. And you go ahead and I'll ride over with Dabness. And who knows, he and I may stop by and fix a house or something.
We've got a present. We've got a present. Guess what we got for Sandra and Elvin?
A microwave oven.
Yes.
How did I know?
Russell, that is such a generous housewarming.
Well, when my first grandchild moves into her first house, it's no time to pinch a penny. What'd you get for them, Heathcliff?
It is not the size. It is the thought that counts.
What did you think about?
I thought about...
Address labels?
Yes. These are address labels. But once again, this is the thought behind it. Here, my dear, read that. And I will tell you that this is pure poetry.
Olivia, why don't you go upstairs, honey?
To get some more wrapping paper from the microwave?
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
This is the most thoughtless gift I've ever seen.
Thoughtless. But every time Sandra and Elvin take one of these off and put it onto the envelope when they're mailing in the check for the mortgage, they will think about us. We co-signed the loan.
Just like your mother and I did for you, Heathcliff?
Dad, when you co-signed for us, the interest rate was -4%.
Claire.
Yes.
You are welcome to sign your name on the card for the microwave.
Well, thank you.
Well, go ahead. I doesn't care.
By the way, have you heard from Dabness and Vanessa?
Oh, yes. They're driving all the way up from Pennsylvania for Sandra and Elvin's housewarming party.
Well, they may have another reason. That is, if Gladys Rogers is correct.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see, Gladys Rogers. That's your cousin's church-going friend who never gets her story straight.
That's the one.
And what did Gladys Rogers allegedly overhear?
The story is that Dabness and Vanessa have set a date for the wedding and they're driving up here to tell you. I mean, where are you all?
So she finally made the decision.
I'm glad it's settled. I mean, if she really wants to get married at 19, at least she picked a good man.
Dust off your tux.
Dust off my tool belt.
Hello. Hey, Elvin, how you doing? We're getting ready to come over to your housewarming, Jack. Just be ready. Huh? Well, just a minute. Okay. Yeah, I'm wrapping your housewarming gift right now. Here she is. Let's talk to you. And don't do nothing I wouldn't do till I get there.
Oh. Hi, Elvin. Yeah, what's up? Oh, your furnace, that's terrible. So, when can you get somebody there to fix it? Not until tomorrow.
Wait, well, why didn't he tell me that?
Honey, you know how you can be. No, really, it's fine. I mean, it's just family, right? So, bring the party over here. Yeah, I'll just tell everybody we changed the venue. Okay, bye.
How can you have a housewarming at somebody else's house? Now, they're going to have a housewarming party at a house they don't even own. Furnace broke down. This boy can't fix a furnace by himself. Got a son-in-law coming who will fix a house. Dabness. Bricklebay. And when Dabness and Vanessa get married, if things break down here, I call Dabness.
my main son-in-law, drive 200 miles, come and fix his father-in-law's anything. Okay, here's the party glasses you wanted.
Here come Dabness and Vanessa. Now remember, everybody, not a word. We'll let them surprise us. We're the ooze name of the Edding Way.
Mm. Ooh, I'm going to be an owl flay Earl Gay.
Yes, nice to see you.
So how you doing, sir?
Oh, well, everything's just fine. Just fine, DB. Yeah. Because I've been a little busy myself.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Living a lot of babies?
No. Just fixing up around the house. Like for you to give a little inspection, the old DB inspection.
All right, I'd be happy to.
Done beautifully.
Thank you.
Grandpa, aren't you supposed to be at Sondra and Elvin's?
Oh, plans have been changed. The party's here now.
Oh. Mom, can I talk to you and Dad in the living room for a second?
Oh, certainly.
Keep on apping, Ray.
Now, listen. No peeking.
So, Vanessa, Dabness, share.
Well, we realized that when we became engaged, we kept it from you too long. And we've learned from that. And even though our personal relationship is private, we feel that any decisions that affect the family, we want to be forthright, expedient, direct.
Okay. Get on with it.
Well, we've given this a lot of thought.
There you go.
And given the fact that Dabness isn't getting any younger. We've mutually decided to separate.
Yes, and I'm going to wear my tuxedo. I'm putting on my tuxedo.
No, I'm going to give you away. No,
No tuxedo?
Didn't you hear what she said? She said they're going to separate. They're breaking up.
That's right.
You're leaving us?
Well, don't worry, Dad. We've spent a lot of time talking this through.
And we decided it's the best thing for us.
And that's it?
That's it.
Dabness. You're leaving us?
Maybe we should keep this between the four of us for now. We don't want to ruin Sandra and Elvin's housewarming.
Dabness.
Dabness, so much for letting us do this here. Can someone help me with the sign?
Yeah, I've got it all.
Hot stuff coming through. Hey, Grandpa.
So, Dabness, hey, yeah, how you man. Doing, man?
I'm moving on, man.
Does anyone want to help me do anything, Elvin?
Yeah, you could help us serve Mom and Dad for the first time.
That's right. Mom and Dad, this is actually our housewarming, so you're actually our guests. Dad, don't put your feet up on the furniture.
Oh, I need some help with the lasagna. Dabness, could you spare your fiancé for 1 minute?
Sure, man. Take all the time you want.
Okay. Well, wait. No, ladies, not yet. Not yet. We have to have a toast.
That's right. And I'm sure we all have something to toast about.
Okay. Mom, Dad, family. A house is different things to different people.
Hey, you got that right.
To a builder, it's a job. To a termite, it's a hearty meal. By the way, Dad, remind me to talk to you about something later. Home. H is for the hugs that we'll always share. O is for the oh so many memories. M
This is for the mortgage.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mom. We haven't forgotten.
E is for the exterminator. That I'm paying
that,
for.
That E is for evaporation, because my drink's drying up.
I'd like to make another toast. You know, we never did get a chance to properly welcome Dabney's Bricky into our family, and this may be the most appropriate time.
Dad,
No, that's right. That's right. That was actually my E before I was cut off. E is especially for Dabney's and Vanessa, who came all the way from Pennsylvania to warm our home, and one day we will find ourselves toasting them in their own home.
To another brother-in-law.
Vanessa, could we speak to you in the kitchen, please?
Sure.
Diagnosis, is everything all right?
Oh, my, yes. I can't think of a more happy occasion. New home, new beginnings. Here's to everybody finding their place in life.
Yeah.
Welcome to the family.
All right, Vanessa, what happened? Really?
Mom, Dabney's and I have been out of sync for some time now. And every time I talk to him about the wedding, we just get more out of sync. So one night we were taking a walk around campus, and we stopped at the quad lawn where he first saw me. You know that begonia bed he was riding around with his mower? And that night, to my surprise, there just weren't any begonias.
Well, sweetheart, it's winter.
Yes. Mother, I know that it's winter, but there wasn't even any dirt. Dabney's had cemented over the entire begonia bed.
Cement.
Cement. Now, he said it was a drainage problem, and I'm sure that it probably was. But I saw that slab of cement as a symbol. And it made me take a long, hard look at our relationship.
Yeah, cement will do that to you.
And you know what I saw in that cement? Dabney's really, really wants to get married. And you know what? I'm just not ready.
You're very wise.
Thank you. I hope you understand.
Well, the important thing is that you and Dabney's have reached an understanding, a complete and final understanding.
Oh, definitely. I've given Dabney's back his ring, and he's slowly but surely putting his life back together.
Vanessa will always be here for you.
Thank you, Mom. Dad.
Yes. And you're going to be all right.
I'm going to be fine.
And you can get on with your life.
Yes.
And you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. Are you going to be fine, Dad?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to be wonderful. All right. Go ahead.
I think I owe the family an explanation.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to put her out and bring Dabney's in here. See, he makes more sense than she does. She's worried about a begonia bed. So we will take up the cement and give her all the begonias. But I want Dabney's with me. I'm not sick.
I know. Yeah.
But whatever happened to the dark side of life and Dabney's? To repeat, what was it?
I know the dark side. You think I don't know the I know that love can be a flume ride through space. Face, spiraling down to death, destruction, and old age. I know the dark side, but as long as Dabney's is by my side, I can face the dark side.
Until. Break with the hole, the edger, my shovel. Come in.
Bringing you down some dinner, Dr. Nelson.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Just a little inventory.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You want to be alone? I understand.
Oh, no. It's okay. But you pull a chair, man.
Oh,
Pull a chair up, Dad.
Hey.
Come on, come on, come on.
Well. So, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I,
I know the beginning, you know. The begonia bed, you know. I know the end, the cement block. Well, fill me in on the middle. I mean, what happened?
Well, sir, your daughter.
Yeah.
Vanessa.
Well, yes.
Vanessa's a good person, sir. She's got a captivating beauty, a driven intelligence, a healthy curiosity, and a wonderful vocabulary.
You're not Vanessa's campaign manager. Tell me, what happened?
Well, sir, Dr. Huxtable, your daughter Vanessa...
There you go.
Vanessa is tall. She's well-received. She's immaculately groomed. And she's got a tremendous vocabulary.
Dennis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're flying an airplane.
Yes, sir.
You've made two approaches. Uh-huh. And you keep pulling up. I want you to land this plane now. Bring it on in.
Okay. Vanessa is everything I thought I wanted.
I'm running out of fuel, Dabness.
Vanessa is annoying. Are you happy?
No, I'm not happy. I'm not happy that my daughter is annoying. Nobody's happy with that.
See, Dr. Huxtable, Vanessa just makes everything so complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, take, for instance, our relationship.
Yeah.
Instead of just coming right out and saying what's on her mind, she goes all the way around Robin Hood's barn and analyzes
there
everything.
There you go, yeah.
One week she compared us to a forest. The next week we were sailboats.
Mm-hmm.
And you were here for the emotional map to the salad bar.
Yeah. I was here for the salad bar.
But one thing was clear to me.
Mm-hmm.
I realized 3 months ago this girl did not want to get married. But she just couldn't admit that the engagement was a mistake.
Yeah.
So I just made it easy for her. I pushed her and pushed her to set a date till she couldn't stand it anymore. She broke up with me.
It didn't register while she was running you all over the place that something was wrong and maybe you should push her?
Well, I thought maybe we could work it out.
Yeah, so you're a little funny yourself. Obviously, you know, you're going to be missed around here. I, got a lot of things around here that, I'm going to fix. And, of course, I'm going to do it myself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But, sure, would have been nice if you could have, you know, been here. But, you know, now that you've broken up, it, just wouldn't be the same, would it?
Well, maybe I could come around sometime and help you fix some of this stuff, sir.
So you could, couldn't you?
But you're right. It wouldn't be the same.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the same.
Well, Elvin, judging from what you say, your furnace problem could simply be that your nozzle is blocked.
You think so?
Gotta be, man. To fix it takes about an hour. All you have to do is prime your pump, clean your nozzle and your electrodes, scrape your filter, and start it up.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Are you saying that this sounds like about an hour's work, and if that was done, then he could be back in a heated home in about an hour?
Yes, sir.
Elvin, what did you do with those stickers that I gave you?
Right here, Dad.
Okay. Give me these stickers. Sandra, you have the keys to your house?
Sure.
Okay, that'd be just fine. Give me the keys. Thank you. Dad?
Yeah?
I want you to do me a favor and give me about 45 minutes, and then everything that you see with a sticker like this on it, You put it in the car and send it on out to New Denver. And get down and go fix the house.
No, wait, I gotta go. This
no, you stay here. You don't know how to fix anything. You stay here and go out with my man, Dabness.
See you, everybody.
All right?
Bye.
Now, everybody, show slides. Turn the lights out. Show slides. That way they'll really be ready to come home.